Whoever you are, wherever you come from, whomever you love, it's so easy to have a nice song about it. It's so easy to forget how profound that is. Whoever you are, you know, don't you, that there are places in the world where people are shunned for who they are, where people are ostracized for who they are. There are places in the world where it really matters where you come from. And that is the wrong place. There are some places in the world where if you love who you love, they don't let you get married. There are some places in this world where the state will take you and execute you for who you love. This is why we sing this song. So for those who have been ostracized, for those who have been judged because of where they come from, even for those spirits who have been slaughtered for who they love, we sing this song. Whoever you are, whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we
sing it like you mean it. Sing it from your heart.
Whoever you are, we welcome you.
Wherever you come from,
wherever you come from,
we welcome you. Whomever you love,
whomever you love.
Sing it so the souls can hear it. Sing it so the neighbors can hear it. Sing it so Ohio can hear it.
We welcome you.
Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, whomever you love, we welcome you. Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you.
Whoever you are, wherever you come from, whomever you love, wherever you shop, whoever you vote for, yes. We are the church of radical welcome. How can we be so welcoming? Because our theology is a theology of change. Ka-ching! Not that kind of change. That kind of change of the heart. You know, that whole original idea that we have to get rid of these dogmas. We have to get rid of these things that hold us so tightly to our beliefs. That theology of change makes it possible to be who we are. Change happens. Okay, I have to get an amen out of that. Change happens. Yeah. Anybody ever have change happen? You know, I'm so excited to be here offering morning worship. I'm the Reverend David McFarland from Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church in Pittsburgh. And I'm so happy to have Hal Dixler here at the piano from North Hills, and Hal Walker is up there doing his magic. And these are our SI chaplains. I'm very glad to have them up here. We have Reverend Lynn, and we have Reverend George, who I always call Bruce, but I don't know. You look like a Bruce to me, sorry. So if I'm referring to Reverend Bruce, you'll know who I mean.
That's okay, Bob.
He said, "That's okay, Bob." So, change happens. There's a story that I love about a song that's in one of our hymn books that is about Joseph Shambhalala. And I love the story, not least of which because I get to say Shambhalala. Who was from fall apart and then come back together. Lady Black Mambazo. Is that how you say it, Al? And they came into the consciousness of me as a 7-year-old guy when Paul, oh gosh, I'm really dating myself. Simon had a Graceland tour, and he brought, some heads like this are nodding, and some of the heads like this are like, come on, let's get going. So Joseph Shambhalala, the important thing about this story and this song is that Joseph Shambhalala was from South Africa at a time before Nelson Mandela was president, if you can imagine that time. A time before everybody had rights. At a time when they had something called apartheid. It's a very long and complicated spelling word. English is such a crazy spelled language. But if you just remember apart and hate, you got it covered. So apartheid was when black people, by law, were not allowed to do and be and move in certain ways in the world. So in this environment, a all-African male singing group decides to join with a white kid from the States on a tour. So Joseph Shambhalala leaves his home, leaves his teen children. Yeah, teen. I don't mean teenaged. I mean that's the number of children. Left his children, he left his family, he left his home at a time where he didn't know whether he would be allowed back. Because his mission was to bring healing through music, hope through music, justice through music. He knew what he was doing in the world, and everything else might change around him, but he knew what he was about. But boy, do you think that he got some changes his way? A Okay, so I know that Hal is the prince of hand motions for songs. So we're going to have a hand motion for part of this story. All right, so, and this is going to take some movement, and okay, so you guys just got to loosen up. And just let go of all your inhibitions, you know, move like nobody's watching. So, wow! Oh, really seriously, wow? Okay, now that you know that I made the biggest fool in the room, so, you know, you can all join in. Is it really, wow! Oh, there you go. So Joseph Shambhala gets off of the plane and he sees New York City and he says, wow, this is different. And then they didn't have quite enough money at the time. Paul Simon was a little, you know. So they got on a subway in New York City. Anybody been on a subway in New York City? Wow, this is different. And then he gets out of the subway and he comes up through the stairwell and he recognizes there are people around, like black people are hanging out with white people, and there's like this African store over here and this Korean store over there. Wow! This is different. And so he, with all this different stuff, he gets into a cab. And maybe that was like the only moment where he had a little like enclosed space for him to like breathe and like meditate and pray, because in that cab, these words came to him. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Be still, my heart. Even here, I am home. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. And so he wrote that song that we have in our teal or green or, you know, whatever the heck color that is. The soft bound hymnal. Tula. Can you say that with me? Tula. Tula. This is like, be still. Tula. Klisio. That's a little hard. Klisio. Klisio. Tula Klisio.
Tula Klisio.
Nice. Tula Klisio.
Tula Klisio.
Nala Pasa Kaya. We'll just start one by one. Nala.
Nala.
Pasa Kaya. Nala Pasa Kaya. Nala Pasa Kaya. Tula Klisio.
Tula Klisio.
Nala Pasa Kaya.
Nala Pasa Kaya.
Tula Klisio.
Tula Klisio.
Nala Pasa Kaya.
Nala Pasa Kaya.
Can you throw me a chord, Hal? Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Keep going. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Again. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Tula Klisio Nala Pasakaya. Good job. Now, what he didn't say and when he was in that cab was, hey! But hey goes in there. So it's, hey, Kaya, Nala, Pasakaya. Hey, Kaya, Nala, Pasakaya. Hey, Kaya, Nala, Pasakaya. Hey, Kaya, Nala, Pasakaya. Hey, Kaya, kaya na la pasakaya. Hey kaya na la pasakaya. Now you have the advantage of the choir having been in up there singing your way. But I want you to really get, again, nice song, beautiful song. Imagine you pull yourself up from your roots. Some of you kids can't even imagine leaving your home, your family. Like, maybe for one or two of you in here, this is the farthest you've gotten from your home. Tu la crescio. Be still, my heart. Even here, we are home. Nala pasakaya. Sing with that heart. Sing with that heart of embracing change, knowing who you are, knowing that you bring home with you. Tu la crescio. I think we should stand. What do you think? Tu la crescio na la pasakaya. Tu la crescio na la pasakaya. Hey kaya na la pasakaya. Hey kaya na la pasakaya. Tu la crescio na la pasakaya. Tu la crescio na la pasakaya. Hey kaya na le pasakaya. Hey kaya na le pasakaya. Tu la crescio na le pasakaya. Tu la crescio na le pasakaya. Hey kaya na le pasakaya. Hey kaya na le pasakaya. Tu la crescio na le pasakaya. Tu la crescio na le pasakaya. Hey kaya na le pasakaya. Hey kaya na le pasakaya. Thank you, Messina. I'd like you to hear these words from Mary Oliver. They're in the back of our hardbound hymnal. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things. To love what is mortal. To hold it against your bones, knowing your life depends on it. And when it comes time to let it go, to let it go. I was so thrilled to be asked to do summer worship services with the Reverend Dr. Issei Barnwell. Let's give a hand for Reverend Dr. Issei Barnwell. And for those of you who pray, pray for her. She's not here because she's living with a cancer that she didn't know she had a couple months ago. And I think she would be happy to know that we thought of her and held her in prayer. So happy as I am to have been asked to be here with Issei Barnwell, isn't it great that we're having a week about change? I'm thrilled. I'm happy. Yeah, we'll have the choir stand on the. No, we'll have the choir go up there. Okay. Ch- change happens. And I asked many of you, hopefully got the message, for you to bring little symbols of changes that either have happened or are happening or are going to happen or you wish would happen or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Changes of life. Growing up is a big change. Dealing with illness, big change. Dealing with happy changes like marriages and births, still big change. So, I invite you to create our altar of change. Now, those of you who know how to hide those little teeny little SI stones, I don't know if they're going to happen this year or not. May or may not. But those of you who know how to do that, you can place your piece of change in surprise places. Or there's this altar space here that we move to the side, which is available to use. There's a pulpit over there with a Bible on it. They said we could use the space however we need. Now, some of you might not have brought your object. You know, there are some theologies of flow and change, and there's some theologies of rock. Lo and behold, science teaches us rocks change too. The thing about rocks, they don't so much change themselves. Other things change them. As human beings, we have the privilege and the challenge and the thrill of changing from within. But these rocks can symbolize change for you if you didn't bring something about change. So as the choir is singing and sharing their music, I invite you to come forward, take a stone from the basket or bring your object. It's going to be up to you where you put the object. You might want to put it in your pocket. You might want to keep it here. They say that whatever goes here stays here. You may want to pick it up at the end of the week. You may want to just let it go. All options are open. This basket, by the way, was made by a Cherokee basket weaver who you'll be seeing on Wednesday. My husband, Tim. So, if you are living with change, you are invited to embody that change, take it in your hand, and place it where you need to place it.
Those who go before us, so lift me up to the light of change. I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us, so lift me up to the light of change. There is hurting in my family, and there is sorrow in my town. There is a panic all across the nation, and there is wailing the whole world round. But I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us to lift me up to the light of change. May the children see more clearly, and may the elders be more wise. May the wind of change caress us, even though it burns our eyes. But I am old. Mighty oak, hold my confusion, and give me a desert to hold my fears, and give me a sunset to hold my wonder, and give me an ocean to hold my tears. I am for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us to lift me up to the light of change.
I am open. Let's sing together.
I am open.
And I am willing. For to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who come before us. So lift me up.
There is hurting in my family, and there is sorrow in my town. There is a panic all across this nation, and there is a wailing a whole world around. But I am open and I am willing. Oh, to me dishonors those who go before us to lift me up to the light.
One more time.
I am open, I am willing for to be home. It is
when you hear this week somebody say, oh, the old place we had this. Or, oh, remember when, oh. Now you have three options. You can say, isn't it great to be open to the light of change? Or if you're feeling really sassy, you can say, tout la clésio, na la pasakaya. And if you can't remember your Zulu, just say, wow! This is different! And maybe, do we have time now? For right here, right now? Do we have right now, right here, right now time? And maybe that will help us all get right here, right now. So, as Rod said last night, we're contracted for a closing. But let this closing be an opening. An opening to the possibility that change is not just part of life, but that change is life. And that when we truly know that and feel it in our bones, even that, we can let go. And I think y'all are going to want to stand because maybe that will give us the feeling of change and the possibility of dance because we are, or could be, or hope to maybe someday think about being happy. It's coming. Farrell's coming. You know Farrell's coming. And he can sing, too. We know he can sing. And the technology is on its way. Now we can see if you use know how to dance to their own music. Be me. That's you all, Hal. because I'm happy. So I think the first announcement is that we'll be having a technical rehearsal this afternoon that none of you are invited to. You don't need to worry about the magic behind the curtain. So I think, Alan and crew, this is your time to get happy.
It was a great party last night. good morning. I'm looking out here and I see all these banners. They've magically appeared overnight. The magic was courtesy of Barry Fagan and John Rodeheffer. Yesterday, I was introducing the committee to you so you'd know who to go to this week. If I'd been up here telling you everybody who'd made this week happen, I'd still be here talking. But several people I did want to acknowledge, and that's the OMD staff. They're hiding back in the corner. Joan Van Beesler, our district executive. Evan Carville-Zemer, very capable with our youth. We had all sorts of issues rearranging our youth program. Evan was indispensable for that. Not there is really this. This couldn't have happened without Evan's capable help. Not there is Beth Casebolt, who is also extremely capable, our administrator. So this couldn't happen without a lot of people, but those people in particular were very instrumental in this occurring. So a round of applause for all of you. One thing I forgot to do yesterday, for those of you who do not know me, my name is Alan Halperin. Also known as the bane of Joel Slater's arm wrestling career. Okay, so on to the announcements. Out here, we still have quite a few too many cars. This really, although it was listed as a legal parking lot, this is a very convenient parking lot for everyone. And it's also the admissions parking lot. If you're parked in an admissions space, that's a no-no. They have to get people in and out for admissions. The lifeblood of the college is students. They have to recruit them. We can't be parked at admissions spots. And it would be preferable if we would move. If you're able-bodied, please move your car out of this lot. There's one right across the street, Langston Elementary. There are other lots throughout the campus, not really far away. But there are people who serve us need to use that lot. A yellow parking pass is needed. Please have that on your dashboard. Also, having to do with vehicles, please monitor the kids. We've had some kids racing bikes around. We don't want to give the nurses any extra business, so please have kids moderate their speed on bicycles. We've had a switch in workshop location. Joan Van Beesler's New Testament workshop, Jesus Who, is going to be in Severance 132B. Jessica Halperin's reproductive justice workshop is going to be in Peters 101. Those two are switching spaces. So make a note of that, please. This afternoon, right after lunch, adult conversation groups will convene in Stevenson, the cafeteria, immediately after lunch at 1:30. Today is the hymn sing in the very charming little Fairchild Chapel, just a few steps away from here. That's going to be at 1:30 this afternoon. And finally, children's choir will meet here in the sanctuary from 12:45 to 1:25 daily. Make a note of that. That's instead of downstairs here. And that's all that I'm aware of for announcements. So thank you.